before I get into the secret wealth mindset itself, I think it's important for us to establish together the philosophy behind its creation. In all the work I've done over the years with 10,000 different business owners, I could never understand this about most of the people I met, worked with, or the people that I studied. We were put on the earth, and we had available numerous opportunities. We had the chance to interact with our loved ones, to develop our minds and our bodies, to create and render enormous value and benefit in our jobs, our careers, to start or build a business and make it really successful. We had the chance to earn a profit, quite a handsome profit. We had the chance to touch people's lives at a level only we limit. When you have the chance to do so many enjoyable, enriching, important, and rewarding things, why would you not do them to the maximum level possible? In my mind, at least, there's no joy in a life partially lived. Life is here to be lived fully, so why do anything else? Most people have been trained all their lives not to maximize, not to optimize, and to accept whatever fate that life bestows upon them. They have been conditioned not to optimize themselves, and there's nothing sadder to me than a person who settles for so much less success, so much less happiness, so much less prosperity, enjoyment, and control of their lives and their financial fates than they deserve. The most important thing I can do for you is to provide you with a new philosophy to live your life by, to run your business by, to operate your career by. This means changing your mindset. The mindset you're about to learn will teach you what is possible. Throughout my work over the years with businesses, I've discovered that there are 7 very simple basic principles that drive, that govern, that ensure the secret wealth principle works for anybody who applies it. Principle number 1, there are no rules. Everybody in life seems to believe that they are forced by some law that's going to incarcerate them if they deviate one iota from the way everyone else operates their business or their job or their lives. And nothing could be further from the truth. That is simply unnecessary. You have so many options available. You have so many possibilities you can draw from. A good example, a very good friend of mine came over to my home a couple of nights ago. She is a merchandise buyer for a very large department store. She was lamenting about how difficult it was to get advantage for her store and for her job and to stand out. And I was asking her a couple of questions. I was asking her how she bought. And she basically explained the process that she used to go through the buying. And it was, and I asked her, I said, well, how do other people buy? And she said, the same way. And I said, why? And she said, well, because that's the way we do it. And I said, why? She said, well, that's the way we were taught. And I said, is that necessarily the most effective? Is that necessarily going to give you the greatest advantage? Is that going to introduce you to breakthrough concepts and styles before anybody else? She said, no. And I said, well, doesn't it make sense to identify all the possibilities, all the different ways you can possibly get advanced access to these ideas, to these styles, to these fashions, to these products before anyone else? Doesn't it make eminent sense to try to tap into all the different sources and bring that to bear? She said, yes, but. And I said, yes, but what? She said, yes, but that's not the way we do it. And I said, why? And she said, because that's the way I've been trained. My whole goal in life is to teach people that you're not constrained by the self-limiting rules. I know you'll find, once you adopt this changed mindset, that all kinds of possibilities will make themselves known to you. That when you used to be able to move and grow and achieve at little incremental gains, you'll now start growing at exponential gains. The reason why is simple, because you're allowing so many more opportunities, so many more easily accessible possibilities to make themselves known to you. You're seeing how many other ways you can accomplish something. One time I did work with a real estate agent who was very, very successful, and she sold her business. One of the problems with selling her business was she was contractually prohibited from working in her area for 2.5 years. That posed a real problem because she came to me trying to find a new career, but she knew only real estate. She was very successful at listing real estate properties. She was probably the best person in her area at doing it. However, she was prohibited from doing it. She was just really frustrated. And I asked her, well, who says you've got to do it strictly in your area? And she said, what do you mean? I live here. I've got a big house. My family's here. I said, but that doesn't mean you couldn't teach other realtors outside of your direct competitive field the principles, the techniques, the secrets, the process, and the strategy you have developed over the years that have made you so successful. She said, you know, there aren't any rules that say I can't. I just never thought that I could. And in 30 days, she made herself $25,000 by going outside of the city that she lived in, the city she was prohibited from working in, teaching real estate agents and brokers her secrets, her technique, her system of how she listed real estate. She got 25 people to come and pay her $1,000. 60 days later, she did it again and made $65,000. And I'm told that she's been averaging about $250,000 a year doing it for the last few years, just because she realized that though her paradigm or her mindset at the time said, you've got to do business this way in this city, there were no rules prohibiting that she went outside, that she reached above that. When you change the questions you ask yourself, all kinds of possibilities and opportunities become known. Let me give you another example. A person came to me who was out of work. He had been a high-pressured, as opposed to high-paid, critical executive at a prominent mail-order catalog company. He couldn't get a raise. He couldn't get ownership. He couldn't get any of the things he wanted. It was a horrible drive to work. There was no future, and he was basically burned out. My frank recommendation to him would have been, don't quit before you have an alternative opportunity, but he just couldn't handle it and quit. He came to me forlorn. He needed to make $80,000 a year. He had no income. He had about a month's worth of money left in his bank account. He was desperately trying to either get into some other field or get another job. And I said, why? And he said, what do you mean why? This is what I do. And I said, but it doesn't mean you have to do it as an employee. And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, why don't you step back? And when I helped him evaluate what his skills were, what his impact had been on that business, it became evident to him that he had contributed to a $300 million growth of a business. He had saved that business $20 million a year. He had pioneered breakthroughs for that business, and he had shepherded that business from $20,000 in monthly sales to $2 million and then to the next level of $20 million a month. He didn't realize that. He had also trained the key executives that turned out working for DAC, the big catalog company, Sharper Image, and three or four other companies. But he had never realized that that was an asset. I said, do you think maybe in this world, given the fact there's 1,000 catalog companies, and I knew this from my own experiences working in that industry, maybe out of 1,000 catalog companies, there might be one or two or three who would love to have access to the skills you bring, but couldn't afford, because they're so small, to pay you $85,000, but would be eager to just tap into your mind, would be excited to learn what you've already had to discover and what you've spent 20 years learning, and Lord knows how many tens or hundreds of millions. Do you think maybe they'd be willing to pay you $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month just to get your overview on the things they were doing, get your advice? And I said, do you think maybe you could get two or three or four or five of them to do that? And he said, you know, I bet you're right. He did that one time. He got 50 of the most exciting companies to solicit him for the privilege of paying him $3,000 to $10,000 a month to get him to stay at home and just look at their work. He went from not being employed and being literally 1 month away from losing his home to making $250,000 a year, working half-time, staying in his beautiful home by the mountains, having the time of his life, having more richness and more joy and more time with his family and friends than he ever imagined possible, only because he changed the rules he played life and business by. I'd like you to do me a favor. I'd like you to make a list, a written one, please, not a mental one, of the rules you currently live your life, your job, your relationship, or your business by. I'd like you to start asking and examining and questioning, and the key is questioning, why you do that, what they are, that they are, where you learn them, whether or not they're necessary, what the alternatives are, how other people who don't follow your rules live their lives, run their business, operate their relationships. I think if you start doing this, the mindset will come into play and you'll start enthusiastically and continuously seeking to go above the limitations you have imposed, the rules you have allowed society, yourself, your organization, your business, your employer to impose upon you. There is no law that says you have to live your life, your relationship, your career, or your business by those rules ever again. Principle number two is waking up from cultural hypnosis and mental myopia. I'm sure all of you listening to this tape have probably traveled before. Certainly you've traveled outside of your city to another city. Probably you've traveled to another state. Most likely you've traveled across the country. And I would presume a lot of you have probably traveled outside of the country. Each step you've taken broadened your awareness. You saw different cultures. You saw different climates. You saw different lifestyles. You saw different values. You saw different architecture. You saw different aspects of nature. Each time you did that, it probably increased your appreciation of what was possible, of the options you had and the richness that was there for your life. When you came home, you probably had grown and expanded, not only on your understanding, but on your personal development. Well, the same basic premise holds true in a business and in a career and in a relationship. Traveling outside of what is normal broadens your mindset. The easiest and the most powerful and the most effortless way I could recommend anybody wishing to develop this facet of the mindset is very simple. Change your whole focus from being internal to external. Change your whole philosophy of life from trying to be the most interesting person to becoming the most interested. Change your whole approach to being more curious. Make discovery the most fascinating and primary facet of how you live your life for at least the next 30 days. Whenever you meet anyone, engage them in a very meaningful, not a patronizing discussion. Ask a lot of questions. The quality and the achievement of your life, the richness, the passion, the wealth, whatever you want to denominate, is going to be in direct proportion to the clarity and the quality of the questions you ask yourself and you ask others. The process of observation, examination, and analysis is going to play a key part. You want to start looking externally at how others do things. You want to start identifying what is their process, what is their strategy, what are their rules, what do they do that I don't. And almost anybody will gladly answer almost any question you can possibly ask if you ask it sincerely and attentively and respectfully. And all you got to do is everywhere you see anyone who's successful, more successful than you, or does something different than you, ask them questions. And the questions can range from, tell me how you do this. Tell me the basis upon this. Tell me what's your strategy. Tell me who taught this to you. Tell me what you think the most important thing about how you do this is. Those kind of questions are so revealing, provided you add one more ingredient to the process. And that is the ability to then do what I call interpretive extrapolation. Don't let the complicated words confuse or intimidate you. All it means is then asking yourself, what about that answer can I directly apply to my life, my career, my business, or my relationship? If you can't answer anything, then ask yourself a secondary question. What about that answer can I indirectly apply? And if you can't find anything, ask yourself a third question. If I could apply any part of that to my life or my business or my career, what would it be? And you've got to think in terms of interpreting, of extrapolating, of importing parts of, all of, related applications of it so you see the possibilities. Principle number three, it's easier to make large leaps than little steps. Now, what I have to introduce to you is a very simple explanation of something that is going to govern your achievements from now on once you apply the secret wealth principle, and that's quantum physics. Quantum physics is a fascinating, fascinating area of science. It's probably the most powerful, where they've discovered how particles move not sequentially, not incrementally, but from one plateau to one perhaps 10 or 20 or 30 stages higher in one seemingly effortless and instantaneous move. Most people I meet live their lives in a linear manner. They progress from one stage to another in a straight line. The biggest revelation you're going to make is in the concept of leverage. Let me give you a simple explanation, and you should probably sit down because this is going to shock you. Whatever you do in your life, it doesn't matter whether it's with your loved one, with your job, with your business, with your hobby. It costs you the same effort the same amount of emotion, the same amount of time to do something and produce X result as it does 2, 3, 4, 5X. The difference in the outcome is a difference in strategy. And I'll use a business example to make this clear, and then we'll draw it to your life. Most businesses that I look at, they build or bring in customers through either salespeople, through advertisement, through use of letters or telephone. If they have salespeople in the field, the same salesman or woman expending all day long might produce one sale a day, while another one might produce 20 sales a day. The same salesperson might produce an average order of $100, while another salesperson might produce an average order of $300. The same customer might come to you one time and never come again, whereas another approach might bring a customer back to you 3, 4, 5 times a year. You have to learn that there are approaches you can use in all aspects of your life, your job, or your business that have the capacity of producing far greater yield for the effort, the time, and the activity. And the yield is not necessarily just an initial yield. You've got to look at what it produces now and the ongoing or residual value that effort, that activity, that action, or that approach produces for you over forever. We're going to deal with specific illustrations of this as we get into the next segment of your Secret Wealth program. But right now, all you have to understand is that the greatest leverage you have is to get far greater outcome from every action, every effort, every human or financial investment you make, and it is absolutely possible. One approach may produce X, a different, a more powerful, a more optimal approach could produce 5X or 10X or 20X. You owe it to yourself to always get the highest and best use of your time, your efforts, your emotions, your passions. So often, people that I meet lament about how little they get out of their relationships, their jobs, or their businesses, and as such, their lives. My response to them is very simple, and it ties into this rule and this part of the mindset for the Secret Wealth Principle, and that is, you can't get a lot until you give a lot. It's a very simple process. You can't give a lot until you understand the other side's needs and desires, and you become very sensitive and compassionate towards what their objective is, and it's a whole change of thrust. The moment you understand how to look outside yourself, the moment you'll start making massive and quantum leaps in what you accomplish. Principle number 4, knowing how and where to invest your secret wealth. Once you develop this mindset, once you start practicing the Secret Wealth Principle, you will be amazed to discover how many continuous opportunities, large and small, present themselves. You will have to develop a simple process for investing in those opportunities. You will actually be able to pick and choose, and the basis upon which you'll do it will depend largely on what you want for yourself. We'll get into a very exacting process of how to do it later in this program. For the moment, however, I'd like to leave you with one simple understanding. You will very quickly start seeing an almost limitless array of business, financial, and relationship possibilities presenting themselves to you. The way to organize and take fullest advantage is very simple. The first thing you need to do is identify the easiest, the most immediate, and the most tangible ways you can act or apply your secret wealth principle to give you a result. A result is very essential for you to believe, for you to go to the next step. I believe the easiest way to build your secret wealth is to start small and easy, just to validate it for yourself. You will take, as we will see later in the program, the most immediate, the most easy, the most instantaneous and accessible opportunities or options first, not because you'll make the biggest amount of money, or not because you'll make the biggest improvement in your life, or not because you'll get the biggest raise or the biggest promotion, but because you'll see that it works. And once you see that it works, you'll believe in it, and you'll commit yourself to it at a much higher level. And that's more important for the mindset to work for you than how much you make or how big the improvement. So the key is starting small and validating it. The key is showing yourself how easy, how immediate, how tangible, and how wonderful the principle works instantly for you. Principle 5 is what I call stepping outside of your box. The way I envision it is the way I'd like you to. Envision a 2-foot by 3-foot rectangular cardboard box with no top on it. Envision it on the floor next to you and you're standing erect. Now envision yourself stepping into that box, becoming somewhat of a contortionist, and somehow managing to stuff yourself all crumped up inside that box. Envision that for no apparent reason, you've managed to live your life inside that box, thinking you had no other possibilities, only the limitations of the way you've done it, the way people have responded to you, the way that you have progressed or non-progressed, and then look up straight and realize two things. A, there is absolutely no top on that box holding you down. And B, the moment you realize what a silly joke you've played on yourself, you can stand fully erect. You'll see that the box will come up to maybe halfway between your ankle and your knee. And with the easiest of motion, you can step outside of it, kick the box away, and forevermore never be shackled or constrained or limited by such non-existent rules and beliefs that you've imposed on yourself. This applies to everybody. People who think they have to conduct their relationship the way it's been conducted. People who believe they have to progress in their job the way they've progressed. People who believe every day's got to be as monotonous or boring or passionless. People who believe their business has to be run the same mundane, unfulfilling, beleaguering way. It simply is not true. This belief system is one you alone have imposed on yourself. It has nothing to do with what reality can be. Reality is instantly changed the moment you realize that you have all the control. You always have, you always will, you do this moment. Let me make a very important point of clarification at this junction in our progress. And that is, you will notice, if I've done my job correctly, that a number of the principles and the strategies that drive them are very similar. It's because I have learned through experience that revelation, the aha, the opening of the possibilities in the window of your mind that's necessary for you to believe and achieve is due in great part by presenting facts to you in a number of different twists. So my job is to present it from so many different points of view, from so many different slight twists, almost like a CAT scan. In the medical field, when they're trying to find a malady, they'll perform a CAT scan, which is looking at an area of the body up and down and sideways and externally and pivotally, and they look at it from so many different points of view until, aha, they finally see the problem or they see the opportunity to change or eliminate in a manner that no one else has seen. Well, that's what I'm trying to do with this process. Principle 6 is turning obstacles into opportunities. What I've learned is the greatest achievements in life occur when people focus on the concept of innovation. Innovation is nothing more than solving problems, than delivering products or services more effectively, more beneficially, more successfully for people. The moment you understand that problems are screaming opportunities waiting to be solved, and the people who can bring relief and answers to people or companies who have problems are richly rewarded. So if you can change the focus of your mind from thinking about how terrible a problem is or a negative is or an obstacle is to saying, where is the opportunity? How can solving that problem produce a productive and a profitable advantage or outcome for me? By doing it for somebody else, you will change your whole point of view. But the greatest achievements, the greatest successes, the greatest wealth in the world has come when people solve problems. If you look at relationships, you'll see the same thing. Successful relationships are a subtle byproduct of people solving problems. Somebody may think they're not loved. If you can make them feel loved, if you can make them feel secure, you solve a problem. You become successful. You are richly rewarded, maybe in love, maybe in affection, maybe in other aspects. But the whole of life, from a success point of view, has been built unknowingly to most people, but for this point on, you now recognize it, on the premise that obstacles and problems are the foundation of great achievement. They are the true basis of opportunities. And the best part about this principle is that you can use the subconscious mind to help you leverage your solution of all these problems. When problems arise, you don't have to strain, you don't have to struggle. All you got to do is take a deep breath and know that by acknowledging one simple distinction, that an obstacle or a problem is your greatest opportunity to growth and success and prosperity, and just relegate it to your subconscious. Don't struggle with it. Don't worry about it. Go on about what you're doing. And in fact, have fun with what you're doing. Once you orient your thinking to the fact that your greatest opportunity lies in solving these problems, the answers will come to you, and they'll be great answers. Let the power of your subconscious mind do a lot of, and oftentimes most of, the work for you. Let me make another interesting additional comment to the power of your subconscious mind and what you're actually doing for yourself. By changing your rules and stepping out of the box, you're installing in your subconscious mind some of the most powerful tools known. And if you go back to the origin of tools, that's when people got great leverage. Before somebody ever came up with a fulcrum or wrenches or other kinds of devices, people couldn't get leverage. They had to do things linear. All of a sudden, they could accomplish with one easy motion achievements that used to take 10 men and 10 hours. And that's the same dynamic you are subtly and easily and automatically creating by eliminating all these negative factors and replacing them with this awareness of the fact that all and so much is possible. It's automatically being installed, being engineered into your subconscious mind as you go about the basic rules that build your secret wealth mindset. Principle 7, and one of the most powerful and exciting aspects of forming the mindset, is the use of creative emulation. By that I mean simply, you start identifying and discovering the processes, the strategies, the philosophies that all kinds of other people use to drive, to fuel, to operate their lives, their businesses, their relationships by, and you start basically incorporating the best, the most usable, the most directly or applicable parts over to your life. It's so powerful, and so many people think they've got to sit in a room and be hit by divine inspiration. It doesn't have to be that hard. It's so much easier. All you have to do is start a process, an adventure, if you will, of deciding that from this point forward, throughout the progression of your life, every time you see or meet or hear of anybody who is successful at what they do, that relates to what you're trying to work on, you will not only observe what they do, but you will engage them and you'll ask them a simple series of questions that will be very natural when you understand more of the secret wealth principle later in this program. It's very simple. You meet somebody who basically is very happy and very successful and very effective and very powerful in a job. You ask them four or five simple questions. The first thing you ask them is, in their job, what is it about their job that gives them the most happiness? What is it they're trying to do? What have they built their whole philosophy upon? And when they give you an answer, you ask them a deeper question. You ask them, well, what influenced you? What's the basis that got you to approach this job the way you're doing it? And when they're answering, you're not just shaking your head and saying, you're thinking to yourself, what about that answer has direct application to the way I can conduct my career or operate my job. You will get the power and the leverage of the 20 years it might have taken each one of them to figure it out, and the 10 years of experimentations, and the 3 marriages, or the 4 businesses someone had to go through, or the $100 million they had to spend, and all the experiments that didn't work to come to the conclusions. You'll save all that time, all that effort, all that emotion, and it's such an easy and wonderful process. I want to review with you one quick time the 7 principles again that allow you to develop the secret wealth mindset. Number 1, there are no rules. You can play the game of life with any set of rules you want. You are not constrained. There is no law anywhere in this country or in the world that says that you are limited to play the way the rest of the world plays. That's rule number 1. Principle number 2. Wake yourself up from cultural hypnosis and mental myopia. In short, stop living by tunnel vision. Convert that attitude to one of funnel vision. Travel outside of your job. Travel outside of your business. Borrow freely from other people and other industries and other situations that have already made the mistakes you don't have to, that have already taken the years you don't have to expend, that have already put the money you don't have to invest on the line to learn the answers, and incorporate those into your life or business or career. Principle 3, it is easier to make big leaps than little ones. Change the strategy. The same effort, the same time, the activity can give you so much more yield, so much more result, so much more effectiveness once you learn the options. Principle 4, know how you want to invest your secret wealth, but be certain that you take action now so you will validate, so you will see proof, so you will have the belief system you need to have faith that the secret wealth principle will guide, will protect, will enrich you and your family for the rest of your life. Principle 5, from this moment on, step outside of your box. Knock down all the limiting, self-imposed beliefs you've created. Realize that everything and anything truly is possible. You are your reality. It has nothing to do externally. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with your looks, your resources, or your intellect. It has everything to do with how you leverage your time, your efforts, and your opportunities. Pure and simple. Principle 6, turn obstacles, turn problems into the most leverageable opportunities you possibly have available. Install yourself as the person who looks for a way to solve the difficulty, who understands that innovation is the mother of achievement and enrichment, and innovation is nothing more than helping people or businesses, individuals or organizations, get solutions. Instead of looking at the negative side of obstacles, look at all the boundless opportunity it holds for you. Principle 7, use the leverage of creative emulation. Let all the successful principles and techniques and strategies that all kinds of people outside of your realm of life and business have already perfected and developed work for you. Identify them, study them, learn them, question them, incorporate the elements that work best and more powerfully and more productively for you, and replace those factors you're currently using which are less effective and give you less leverage.